Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Tofrei Shlamed, which deals with the halachos of the walls of the sukkah. We left off plop in the middle of a Mishneh Berurah. We had started Sif Beis, and we had discussed the walls of the sukkah, and we had left off in the middle of the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Ches, so we'll start it again from the beginning. And we had said that when you are having a two-wall structure that's like a dalet or the letter L, and then you're adding on to the third wall, so we said you have to have at least a board of at least 1.1 tefachim, and then you distance it at least a little bit less than 3 tefachim from the adjacent wall that is there. So you now have, halachically, because of lovud, a 4 tefach area, which is more than the majority of the 7 tefachim that you normally need for a wall. And we'll read the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Ches, Da'as Havi Lavud. With the concept of Lavud, you now have, Im Kain, Yesh Kan Arba Tvachim, you have 4 Tvachim, Du Rov Hechsher Sukkah, which is the majority of the wall of the 7 Tvachim. The Af Agav, the Bistam Tefach, Ye Gam Kain Rov Dofen, says even if you have just exactly 1.0 of a Tefach, and then you combine it with the 2.9 or less of the Lovud space, so you're still going to have more than 3.5. Less than 4, we don't consider something to be significant in general. Therefore, the Ran brings down. That's why we say yes, that you use a board that's 1.1 tefach, and you combine that with the 2.9, and you have a total area now of 4 tefachim. Siv Katan Tes, we said that you also have to do v'yamid koneh k'neged hakosel k'neged oso tefach. You put up some sort of a post vertically, beam or post in addition. So the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Tes tells us, haynu k'neged sov hamiktsoa hasheni shel hakosel, the second end, the other end of that wall, shekenegdo opposite it, shestomo machzich shiva tvachim. The other side has 7 tvachim there, and in this way, you'll definitely have, according to all characteristics, a complete three-walled sukkah, two walls plus. Now, the Yeshomim, the Achiku O Tevach Yosef, he brings down, and this you can see in the Sharet Zion Oz Dalit, it's from the Prima Gadim in the name of Nagos Maimonios, and he says, there are those that say, this opinion, the Yachiku O Tefach Yosef, that you should distance it even an additional Tefach, Kedei Shiyeh Tzuras HaPesach Al Arba Tvachim. In this way, you'll have the Tzuras HaPesach, because if you distance it an additional Tefach, it will be not 3 but 4 Tvachim, and this way the Tzuras HaPesach will be 4 Tvachim, which is preferable. And the issue footnote number 11 brings down, this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, She'en L'Tzuras HaPesach, Din Tzuras HaPesach. There is no entity called the Tzuras HaPesach unless it's at least 4 Tvachim wide. Again, it's a little bit confusing without having a diagram in front of you. I hope it's clear. Then he goes to the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Yud, where he tells us that you then make a Tzuras HaPesach. Now you add a horizontal beam on the top, and the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Yud tells us, Kidei L'Hashlem Shi'ar Kol. So this way you have the full 7 tvachim, at least, of the kotel. And again, as we pointed out, really 8 tvachim. Ein the bach shekosav dezeu mi the rabbanim. This, however, is the bach says only din the rabbanim. Aval tefach meruvach shaman mitrilu humi the raisa. But that which we said, that you should have a 1.1 tefach at the beginning, that is the raisa. And he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim as well. Then the Mechaber had pointed out that this horizontal beam above them doesn't actually have to even be touching the vertical posts or the wall. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yudalv explains, Vaz mutu letaltel besocho, since technically one could carry within this area, holds him in a bayis derech halona pasuch lesukah b'shabbos b'socha chag, you have an enclosed area here, and as long as it's physically attached to the house, let's say through a window, so then you could transfer from the house into this area, even if there's no area of outside. Even though in pure Hilchas Shabbos, this would not be considered an acceptable enclosure, also letaltel, you need a fourth-sided tikkun as well. Three sides is good for a sukkah, but it's not good for Hilchos Shabbos. You have to add either a lechi or a koro or something on the fourth side. Nevertheless, here, the Shabbos during sukkahs, we say, since migud, the heavy dofen l'inyan sukkah, since it will function halachically as a wall in regards to the sukkah, heavy nami dofen l'inyan Shabbos, it can also function in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. The issue footnote number 13 goes into a little bit more detail why this should be so, ayin sham. However, the Mishneh Berurah conclusion says, mikol makom, shelo b'shas atrak, if it's not extenuating circumstances, roi lahachmir, you shouldn't rely upon this unless you really have no choice. Then we read the Ramo yesterday, and he said, Hagah, v'matefach v'hadofin magil esrach, if the board that you put in, the vertical board that's a tefach, or 1.1 tefach, and the rest of the wall that's there actually reaches up to the srach, ein sarach kone gaben, then you don't have to put another board or post on the top. And he brings down the name of Mordechai, and that goes by Monios, and he says, u'mashinogu b'tzuras ha'pesach ha'gula hulinoi b'yama. And why do some people make a circular type of arching tzuras ha'pesach? He said, that's just for pure beautification purposes. And he brings us down the name of the Mordechai. Sivkon Yudbez in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, kein tzorach lomer, it should have said, v'im ha'tefach v'hakone, not v'im ha'tefach v'hadofen, because it's really talking about the post. Then you don't have to put a Tzuras HaPesach directly on top of them. It can be just higher above them. Because the Srach itself will be considered like a post on top of them and finish off the Tzuras HaPesach. The issue footnote number 14 brings down why exactly this should be so. Ayin Shom, he basically says that the Srach Lo nasel shem tzuras haPesach. The srach itself isn't there for the shame of tzuras haPesach, as opposed to this kon ha'elyon is. Therefore, it doesn't have to be touching it, as opposed to the srach that should be. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says ayin in the Mogen Avraham shehiksal the Yerushalayim. He disagrees with this. V'daito, his opinion is the royal ahachmir. You should always be machmir in this situation that it should touch. Mishum de'eno nasa srach l'kach, because the srach wasn't made for that purpose of a tzuras haPesach. However, aval achronim yeshvu kushos. So, various achronim, you see this is Shavuot Zion, the Prima Gaon and the Vilna Gaon, they were resolving the Magen Avraham's concern, and therefore, Alken HaSomech al Ramah, Elohim said, if you were to rely upon this Ramah, the Momekel opinion, it is acceptable. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hayulo Shtei Defanos, Zu Kineged Zu Beneim Mefulash. Until now, in yesterday's shir, and so far in today's shir, we're talking about we had two adjacent walls, like a dalet or like the letter L, and then you're talking about the third wall that would be connected to one of the other two ends of the L or the dalet. Now we're talking about something that looks like the letter Ches. So you have a wall on one side, a wall on the other side, and now it's mefulish in between, and you have to go connect somehow the top of the Ches to connect the left wall with the right wall. So we don't yet have the top of the Ches. So you have a wall on the left and a wall on the right, and in between them it's a thoroughfare, it's an alleyway, it's mefulish, it goes through and through. There's nothing blocking you. So how do you connect these two standalone walls to make it into a sukkah? So the Mechaber tells us, Oseh Dofen, you have to make another wall. Sheish Baruch Hu Arba Tfachim. You take a post that has at least the width of 4 Tfachim, Umashu, and a little bit more, 4.1. Umamido, Mepachus Mishlosha, and you attach it within a little bit less than 3 Tfachim of one of the existing walls, so it's going to make a right angle with that. Samach Leechu Mishnei Adafanos, next to one of those two existing walls, and then because of the principle of love, you'll add the 2.9 with the 4.1, and you'll have a wall of 7. So now you have a right angle, halachically, between these two walls, and as a result, you're going to be having now 3 walls, the 2 at the right angle, and the third one a little bit more distant. And this is Ukshera. This is perfectly good. Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Sivkot Yudalit, Uma de la Malo Dai B'Tefach. How come in Siv Beis, we said, it's adequate if you have just a single Tefach board. It's different there. The Hossam Ashtei Defanos Smuchos Ladovi. There you're talking about already starting with the letter L or with the letter Dalit. And those two walls are at right angles to each other and attached. B'Alkein Dai B'Shal L'Shlishi B'Tefach B'Yama. That's why the third wall can be just a Tefach, a 1.1, as we said, a little bit more than a Tefach. Plus with the Lavut, it's 4. Masha'en Kim Bazeh here. The two walls are opposite each other. They're not connected to each other. And therefore, you need to have a post or wall of at least 4 tefachim, 4.1. Again, so when you combine it with the 2.9 of love, you end up with a total of 7. You place it within a little bit less than 3, 2.9 at least, of the space adjacent to the wall. So when you can combine them, that 2.9 is lavud, that means lavud, and you combine that 2.9 with the 4.1, the nechshav kiilu haya dofen shalim shel shiva tefachim samach l'dofen. And this way, halachically, if you would, is if you have 7 tefachim next to the already existing wall, umimela, in this situation, it becomes gam b'zeh yesh shtei tefachim smuchos l'adodi k'mo l'mala. Now it's as if you have an L, like you have a dalet. So you already now have 2 walls, and then the third wall that's already more than 7 tefachim, that will add and make it a kosher sukkah. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'gam b'zeh tzorach lasos tzuras haPesach." But he says here as well, you also need to make a tzuras haPesach, which means sheitein kone me'apas al hadofen o'acher. You take this kone, this post, and you go and connect it mehapas al hadofen acher, and you connect it to the other wall. So this way, you have a tzuras of Pesach here as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tesvav explains, Ayin in the Mogen of Ram should be stopping. The Mogen of Ram is not clear. Ulai davka besukah ketana kosher. Maybe only in a small sukkah it would be good. However, in a large sukkah, but besukah gedola, shashlish is ruchok bimedu, harbe, it's very far away. Lo mahani afilu ayin in tzuras of Pesach. Maybe tzuras of Pesach won't work in that situation. However, that's the Mogen of Ram's more machmir opinion. Aval harbe yachronim. Many achronim, you can see this in the Shaar Tzion, in Osud Beis, the Elyar Rabbah, the Korban Nesanel, the Maimon Mordechai, and the Bikur Yaakov. All of them, Aval Harbi Achronim, all of them agree, Iskimu De'en L'Chalik Bazeh, that you don't have to make such a distinction. No difference whether it's a smaller sukkah or a larger sukkah, this will work. However, then the Mechaber brings down V'yeshomrim. This is a more lenient opinion that says, no, you do not need to do a Tzuras of Pesach over here. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains Ziftkot and Tezayin. The low domilus of Beis, this is different than Sif Beis, where you need a Tzuras of Pesach, because Shesham HaTikun Bepas Roch of Tefach, Shatikun Ugarua. There you started off with a 1.1 Tefach, and you're adding it to Lovud, and that really isn't great. So therefore, there you needed a Tzuras of Pesach. Akein Tzuras Tzuras of Pesach, Lashem Bashir, to make it a really more of a legitimate type of a wall. As opposed to here, Mashe Kekan, Yesh Tikin Tov, the Passerboy, you already have a 4.1 wall. And when you do it to Lovud, now you have 7. That really is a physical wall for most of the part. And therefore, according to this more lenient opinion, Akein Sviruluhu, the Ain Tzuras Tzuras Pesach, you don't have to add a Tzuras Pesach over the top. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, V'kosu v'achronim d'yesh l'hachmir k'svar rishonim, that we should be more machmir over here. And this is brought down in Shaar Tzion, Oshud Gimel, the name of the Bach and the Elyar Rabbah and other achronim. Now we go to the Ramah, Hagah, Avolim Ika, Dofen, Shiva, below Lovud. But if you have actually a 7 Tefach wall without using Lovud, then everybody agrees, Ein Tzarech Kan, Tzuras HaPesach, Atzof HaKosel. Then everybody agrees that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach till the rest of the wall. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Yudzayin, what wall are we talking about? Wrote to Lomar, De Bezeh, Lukul Yam, Ein Tzarech, Tzuras HaPesach, Afilu L'deh Rishonah. The first more macro opinion that said you do need a Tzuras HaPesach in our case of a board of 4, but you wouldn't need it in the case of a board of 7. And which wall are we talking about? So the Ramah continues, Ho v'ika dofen shiva shushir heksha sukkah. Since you have a full wall over here that's halachically good, it's 7 tvachim. The koshikin chin tzara tzuras haPesach sheha dofen shleima. And certainly if the dofen is full, you don't need a tzuras haPesach. Ay, umashinogu b'tzuras haPesach, kishesh lo defonu shleimos. Why do some people do it, tzuras haPesach? Enu el l'noi bi'alma. That's just purely, again, for beautification purposes. Zekele b'yandeh, you make the sukkah as beautiful as possible. It brings down the name of the Rav, and the Magid Mishnah, and the Kobo, and the Beis Yosef brings it down as well in the name of the Mordechai. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yudches tells us, we're dealing here af shakosu shlishi shu ome negdo hu meruchim yanu. Even though that third wall is far away, you still don't need a tzuras haPesach hol shal koponim ikos shalosh defonos pesukah, because it has full 3 walls. Umistavra the davka im harichuk hu lo yosem miasar amos, but it can't be more than 10 amos. The next is ek pesach. Then it's like a pesach if it's less than 10 amos. But if it's more than 10 amos, then you got a problem. And this will learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow Shiv Ayin Lekamen in Sif Hey. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Tes adds, and he says, wrote Salomar, the Dofen Revi, that which was said you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, of course you can't say in Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach, Kisha Dofen Shleimah, if it's a complete full wall, so then we're dealing here with a situation where you have the full 3 walls, so everybody agrees that you don't need a 4th wall. Now we go to Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Bamedvar Mamurim, under what circumstances are we talking about, Yose Sukosa B'mokum Shein Dofen Emsoi Kinegda? We have these 2 walls, one on the left, one on the right, and it's mefulash through and through in the middle. However, there is no middle wall. There is no top of the ches. But if you're making a sukkah in the middle of a chotzer, rachok midefano sechotzer, that is far away from the other walls of the chotzer. So even though you have the wall on the left and wall on the right, but at the other end there is a wall, dailo b'tikun hamatir, then it's adequate to have what this tikun hamatir is, which is b'shnei defonos osuyus kimin gam. Then all you have to do is make a little bit of that third wall without having to do the full extent of it by connecting something to the one of the side walls and making it at a right angle, like that gam, or the letter dalet, or the letter L. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof explains, Makor din zehu meharan. This is sourced from the Ran. However, Ayin and the Magen Avraham shecholak al zeh. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Ran, and the Sharet Zion Os Tesvav has an arichos explaining this a little bit more. Ayin sham. In any event, the Magen Avraham is cholak al zeh. The Daito, his opinion is the ein lahatil Ran. We don't rely upon the Ran. That would be only true if they themselves were the walls of the chotzer. The baha bahani dofen emsoi shel chotzer. Then you can use the farther away middle wall of the chotzer. Af bishen dofen l'sukkah, even though it's not functioning as an actual wall of the sukkah. For example, kagon shechetzi of shel asukkah letzad dofen emsoi enum sukkah klal. If that part has no schach above it. So in between this distant wall and the two opposite walls, the two parallel walls, there is no schach. In that situation, we don't view it as a sukkah that's in a mavoi, but not if it's in the middle of the chatzar. And the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkart and Chafalot, and he says, this means the hainu shiyamid hatefach miruvach. In order to correct this, you have to have that 1.1 board. You attach this now middle board that you're making, the middle wall, at least within 2.9 tvachim, less than 3 tvachim, from the right side or the left-sided wall, and it has to have at least 1.1 itself to make that 4 tefach lovud plus the board total width. Behind you, let's start you keneged a pesach hechotzer, below let's start you keneged dofen hechotzer. Meaning that you're doing this on the open side and not on the side that actually has the courtyard wall near it. Let us begin Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Kishach Shiru b'shtei defanos, when you are making a kosher sukkah with these two walls, ha'asuyos kimin gan, that are like the dalet or L-shaped format, and then you're adding on b'tefach v'tzuras ha'pesach, and you're adding on the 1.1 board with the lovewood and then the tzuras ha'pesach, like we said in Sif Beis, afilu im yesh b'shtei ha'defanos pesachim harbe, even if there are many doorways or openings in those two walls, and she'en b'hem tzuras ha'pesach, there is no top post or string that finishes off the tzuras of Pesach. So in this situation, kishetit starif kol haporitz, even if you in this situation are going to have more open space, more openings, more doorways in these walls, and it's going to be meruba al omeid, it's going to be more than the omeid, nevertheless ksheira, it will be good in this situation. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chotbeis, wrote Shalomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, ayidei hapirtzos, sheyesh b'shtei defanos, by the holes or the openings that you have in these two walls, im shtei hadefanos hapirtzos yachad, and you combine them all together with the walls, the open spaces all together, ye haparitz meruba l'omeid, nevertheless that still is good, kishera. And the Ramah adds, rak shelo yu hapsochim, but chronos, it can't be in the corners. If they're in the corners, then you got a lot of problems. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But we'll read this again tomorrow. But for now, the Mishnah Berurah then says, Aval and Ba'oso Shtei HaDefanos HaShleimos. But if in the two walls that are full, Paritz Shebahen Meruba Alomid Shebahen. If in those walls themselves, there's more open space than there is wall, then it would be Aser. And he adds, this is true if each breach is more than 3 tvachim. But if it's less than 3 tvachim, then we apply the principle of lavud. And then we view it halachically as if it's totally enclosed. And even if the total amount, if you have vertical posts, and each of them is an inch wide, and then you have a space of 3 inches in between them, but you have each vertical post is well within 3 tvachim of each other, so then even though the total paritz is much greater than the omed, it is good. The ancient pirtz olet, that's not considered a breach, and it's perfectly good. He adds, Ayin the Magen Avraham, Reish HaSimon Shadaito, the Magen Avraham's opinion in the beginning of the Simon is that the Dafkim Osa Sukkah Mi'arboa Defanos, that's when you, this applies if you have 4 walls. Al-Mosim Yishlosha Defanos, he disagrees and says, if you only have it in 3 Defanos, then Midrabanan, it's no good. Lo Mahani Midrabanan, Aydi Lovud, he doesn't allow this for Lovud. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Gimel says, we hold that the parutz can be meruba ala omid, it still is good. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, v'dafka im ba'omid ye akoponim shir makum choshev. The wall has to be a makum choshev. Dainu pashal arbo tvachim, at least 4 tvachim. And that way it would be acceptable. Again, this is very complicated shirim, and it's very difficult to do this without diagrams. I hope it's clear, and the Ezra Hashem will pick up over here with the Ramah tomorrow. This concludes today's shirim.